I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. In Rutland, a survey of residents in a troubled part of the city indicates that efforts over the past 3 years to reduce drug-related crime and revitalize the neighborhood are starting to make a difference. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
3 years ago, 230 households in a part of Rutland hit hard by drugs and crime were asked how they felt about their neighborhood, public services, and the local police department. Shannon Kennelly is an AmeriCorps member with NeighborWorks of Western Vermont. She says this spring, 205 households in that neighborhood answered the same questions. And Kennelly says results are encouraging.
I think there's more positivity this time around. There's also that acknowledgement of I know where we've come from and what we still have to do, but I think it's getting better.
With regard to police, people were asked to rate local law enforcement on a scale of very good to poor.
Those numbers have changed incredibly from people saying very poor, poor. And then this time, the majority of them said good or very good for police. So they feel police around in the neighborhood, and they feel police are doing a good job. And that's a real change from last time.
91-year-old Eileen Battles has lived in Northwest Rutland since 1963. She agrees that the police are doing a better job.
I think they've improved a lot. We are loaded with this drug problem down in this area. But I think it's going to be better. I think the park will help out.
Battles points to a new playground down the street and renovation efforts next door on a home that had been an eyesore. She says there's signs that things are looking up. Those efforts are part of a citywide push to create more single-family housing and improve the sense of community in the area. At Bedard's Market, which is right across the street from the new playground, kids were buying ice cream after school. Owner Donald Bedard says the street definitely looks better than it did 3 years ago, and the new playground will be good for young kids.
As long as somebody maintains it. Now, we have some kids that they don't have no respect for property, so they have to keep an eye on those.
41-year-old Chris Sawyer has lived in this part of Rutland nearly all his life. He says it may be cleaned up a little bit, but the drug deals are still going on, and he wonders how long till that new playground is used by dealers.
Give it about probably 3-4 months, and I'll bet you'll have some problems with that.
AmeriCorps worker Shannon Kennelly admits many problems remain for this neighborhood in Northwest Rutland, but input from local residents, like the data gathered in the two surveys, will help NeighborWorks, Project Vision, and the city better address what local residents want and what future projects to prioritize. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.